March 3, Strength Through Prayer. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalm 95, 6. Christ has given his disciples assurance that special seasons for devotion are necessary. Prayer went before and sanctified every act of his ministry. The night seasons of prayer which the Savior spent in the mountain or in the desert were essential to prepare him for the trial he must meet in the days to follow. He felt the need of the refreshing and invigorating of soul and body that he might meet the temptations of Satan, and those who are striving to live his life will feel the same need. Christ has pledged himself to be our substitute and surety, and he neglects no one. There is an inexhaustible fund of perfect obedience accruing from his obedience. In heaven, his merits, his self-denial and self-sacrifice are treasured up as incense to be offered up with the prayers of his people. As the sinner's sincere, humble prayers ascend to the throne of God, Christ mingles with them the merits of his life of perfect obedience. Our prayers are made fragrant by this incense. Let all remember that the mysteries of God's kingdom cannot be learned by reasoning. True faith, true prayer, how strong they are. The prayer of the Pharisee had no value, but the prayer of the publican was heard in the courts above, because it showed dependence reaching forth to lay hold of omnipotence. Self was to the publican nothing but shame. Thus it must be with all who seek God. Faith and prayer are the two arms which the needy suppliant lays upon the neck of infinite love. We speak with Jesus Christ as we walk by the way, and he says, I am at thy right hand. We may walk in daily companionship with Christ. When we breathe out our desire, it may be inaudible to any human ear, but that word cannot die away into silence, nor can it be lost, though the activities of business are going on. Nothing can drown the soul's desire. It rises above the din of the street, above the noise of machinery, to the heavenly courts. It is God to whom we are speaking, and the prayer is heard. Ask then, ask, and it shall be given you.